Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of the Nemetschek Group. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Ms. Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much, operator. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our conference call regarding Q3 and the nine-month figures for 2015. As always, we have prepared a short presentation. At the moment, we are currently having 20 participants in this call, so thank you very much for your interest in Nemetschek. Let's start with the presentation. I would like to hand over to Patrick Heider, who will lead you through the presentation, and after the presentation, we will be happy to get your questions.
Thank you, Stephanie. Also from my side, a warm welcome to the financial results Q3 nine-month 2015 for the Nemetschek Group. After my short presentation, I am happy to answer your questions. Let's begin with our highlights in Q3 nine-month 2015. We experienced strong revenue growth in Q3 with a new record level. Revenue increased by 38.2% to new high 70.7 million euro, previous year 51.2 million euro. Therefore, the nine-month revenue increased by 34.2% to 205.9 million euro. Currency adjusted growth of 28.5%. Our strong new brand, Bluebeam, contributed 11.1 million euro in Q3 and 32.1 million euro in nine months. Thus, the organic growth rate in Q3 is on a high 16.5%, respectively 13.3% on a nine-month base. The focus on internationalization is well on track. U.S. revenues are more than tripled with a revenue share in the U.S. of 25%. Revenues abroad increased by 50.8% to 137.7 million euro. Also, the domestic revenues increased nicely by 9.8% to 68.3 million euro. We increased the license revenues to a new record high of 106.7 million euro, an increase by 48.7%. This will generate more recurring revenues in the future and will secure new customers. Recurring revenues are up by 89.9 million euro, which leads us to a high share of 43.6% of the total revenues. On page three, you can see our highlights in the segments and brands. We came out with fantastic new product releases, our core USP against the competition, having the most innovative products in the portfolio. Some examples. Archicad 19 with the slogan "Faster than ever," with great features like multi-processing, 3D surface painter, or point cloud integration. Vectorworks just recently came out with the new exciting release offering a unique project-sharing technology. Vectorworks also opened a development office in Atlanta. Allplan 2016 came up with the world's leading parasolid modeling kernel for better design performance. We also had some acquisitions in the design segment. Vectorworks acquired ESP Vision, the most advanced lightning pre-visualization software, and signed cooperation agreement with BIMobject. Graphisoft acquired the distributor in the U.K. and in Italy. In the build segment, we can report the great success of Bluebeam Studio Prime, a new cloud-based subscription solution. Since 2010, over 225,000 global users have generated over 2 billion posts. From the beginning of that quarter, we merged the companies AUER and Bausoftware under one leadership, NEVARIS, to focus in a unique sales approach on the new great NEVARIS 3.0 release. Bluebeam acquired a Swedish distributor and will base their European headquarter there. They signed the reseller agreement with Allplan Switzerland and entered technology partnerships with Microsoft, CMIC, and FileLens. In the media and entertainment segment, Maxon came out with the Cinema 4D Release 17. Faster, easier, more realistic, with improved rendering and animation. They also opened up their development office in Canada. Let's turn to page number four. Our profitability is on a good level as expected. EBITDA grew by 27.2% to 49.4 million euro, which is an EBITDA margin at 24% as expected. There are still no activation of development costs. That means no effects on expenses and earnings. We continued our investment into further strategic growth, internationalization, BIM 5D competence, intensified sales activities. Our tax rate is on 31%, previous year 26.9%. The reasons are higher results in countries with higher tax rate and extraordinary impact due to deferred taxes of unrealized intra-group FX gains. Net income on group shares increased by 8.3% to €24.2 million and EPS of 63 euro cent. We continued our strong cash conversion. The cash flow from operating activity is up by 33.7% to €48.8 million. The conversion rate is on a high 99%. The equity ratio is on 48.9%, which brings us a leeway for further investment, organic and via acquisitions. We increased our forecast. Our new revenue target range is 278 to €282 million, which is an increase of 27 to 29%. Our new EBITDA target range is by 65 to €67 million. On page 4, we can see our strong revenue increase in Q3 on record level. Revenue increased in Q3 by 38.2% to €70.7 million. Currency adjusted by strong 32.9%. Bluebeam contributed €11.1 million in Q3. Organic growth was on high 16.5% year-on-year. 9 months 2015 revenues are up by 34.2% to €205.9 million. Organic growth rate by 13.3% year-on-year. On the next slide, we can see our strong growth in the US and therefore our ongoing success in terms of internationalization. We tripled our revenues in that strategic important region, which leads us to a revenue share in the US of 25% after 9 months. Also, our domestic market developed nicely with 9.8%. On page 7, we can indicate a great success in the development of software licenses, the recurring revenues of tomorrow. Software licenses revenues are up by 48.7% to a new record level of €106.7 million. Recurring revenues also developed very well and are up by 21.7% to €89.9 million. On page 8, we can see our good EBITDA development. Despite our strategic investment into further internationalization, BIM 5D competence, intensified sales and marketing activities, EBITDA increased by 27.2% to €49.4 million 9 months base. As already mentioned in the beginning, net income without PPA grew in 9 months by 19% to €29.6 million. Our tax rate of 31% is higher because of increased results in countries with higher tax rates and a deferred tax expense on unrealized intra-group foreign exchange gains. The higher PPA is because of Bluebeam acquisition. On page 10, we come to our segment overview. The design segment showed significant revenue growth in Q3 with 18.1% and 13.4% in 9 months 2015. In the design segment, we noticed a stable margin development by ensuring investments into future growth. In the build segment, the strong growth driver is Bluebeam with a revenue contribution of €32.1 million. The organic growth rate is on 9 months was 6.5%. The margin development in the build segment remains stable despite the investment into 5D BIM competence. The managed segment continued growth in revenues by 11.4% in 9 months. The margin declined of growth investments. The media and entertainment segment showed positive development with 18% of revenue growth in 9 months. The investments into new customer segments and the development office are reflected. The cash flow development shown in page 10 is very strong. Operating cash flow is up by 33.7% year-on-year. Cash flow from financing activity is mainly driven by the repayment of the bank loan for Bluebeam with €9 million and the dividend payment by €15.4 million. The conversion rate is on a high 99%. On the last slide of our presentation, we come to our outlook for the remaining 2015. Our strong performance in the first 3 quarters were excellent. Market conditions are positive. Our strategic marketing position is unique. Our innovative releases in the current year were a great success. This is why we already increased our revenue guidance to €278 to €282 million, which reflects a growth of 27 to 29%, and the revised forecast for our EBITDA results to €65 to €67 million. Thank you very much for listening. I'm now happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Knut Voller, Baader Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my questions. It's actually three. Firstly, I want to ask on the smaller acquisitions you did in 2015, I think it were, if I counted it correctly, four. Can you break out the revenue contribution of these acquisitions in the first 9 months and what you expect for the full year? Then secondly, on the constant currency organic growth, can you please break out the currency impact on the growth rate in the third quarter? And then lastly, on the margin and at the development, if we look at this year, it looks like you're guiding basically for broadly flat EBITDA margin in the fourth quarter. So should we assume that is that again something like a conservatism, or is it rather something where you say that you intend to continue to invest and that growth will mainly be driven going forward by ongoing top line growth rather than a sound margin expansion? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for your questions. For the acquisition, you are exactly right. Those are four acquisitions, and I give you detailed information about. Graphisoft, we came up with two acquisitions. That was the distributor in Italy and in the UK. The Italy distribution was consolidated or bought in January already with a purchase price of 1.7 million euro. And as long as it was a reseller, the revenues, so we bought in the margin, if you would say, because it's now our own asset and our own revenues. The same to the Graphisoft, the Byte Design UK, which is from July 2015. The purchase price was 1.1 million euro. So that's all about Graphisoft. The Bluebeam acquisition in Sweden is the same type of acquisition. We bought a reseller there. And the purchase price was $600,000, and it's consolidated since the 10th of July 2015. The Vectorworks ESP, that's a technology acquisition we bought into, and that will be reflected. We will give you the detailed information because it was just in the beginning of the fourth quarter. That will be reflected in the fourth quarter report. So that's all about the first question. The second one, as we always indicated, the tailwind, I would say, on the overall perspective and translation effects in the revenues is around 5.7% on the overall revenues 9 months base. So for the organic growth, we haven't got that big one because obviously the US dollar for Bluebeam is in the inorganic part. So we expect a slightly lower tailwind in the organic growth rate. And that's definitely not the 5.7, so we are clearly above the guidance we gave you, and this is why we do not see a high consequence in the currency effect for organic growth rate. The development of margin, we always stated during the year that this one is what we expected, because, I mean, that amazing top-line growth we brought, that needs to be something coming out, and that's the clear investment. We are really happy with that margin development, not only expected or see something negative, something crucial in, and this amazing top-line revenue you need to manage somehow with investments, because otherwise we wouldn't see and we would discuss maybe, oh, it's an interesting top-line growth, but maybe you're not satisfied with that. So we are in both lines, the top-line and the bottom-line, very happy about. But you asked a little bit more. It's not a time to give a guidance, but it's a time to give a word maybe how we see it. And yes, you are right. I mean, we would like to invest into future growth because we are in an industry where we do see a lot of potential in the growth rates, but we would like to do that in a healthy way, of course. So we would never say that we are not focusing on economies of scales, but we would like to generate the future growth as well. And that means, as I always indicated, we have some brands and an LTP running. They are investing into future growth, and they come up with a future growth rate which is higher than they do at the moment. but then returning back to the original margin. We have a lot of investments, but we balance it. This is how we see it, and we are really happy with that development in both lines, I would say, top and bottom line.
Can I just quickly follow up on the first part of the question, Patrick?
Mm-hmm.
On the acquisitions, given that these were resellers, you probably had part of the revenues already booked, and then the remainder was at the resellers, and I interpret your margin side that you take now the full margin.
Yeah.
But what would be the full the revenue impact that you had in 9 months from these acquisitions?
It's around 1 million.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Gal Munda, Berenberg. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. I've got a few questions, if I can. The first one on the design segment, obviously looks really strong this quarter, and also for the 9 months. Last year, you were referring to the growth that was decent, especially in Allplan because of the product releases. But now, considering this year's growth is mainly coming from Vectorworks and Graphisoft, are you seeing any market share gains in the foreign markets? Can we start concluding that you might be winning against some of the competitors in the places that you weren't as strong before? The second question is just on the Allplan. Can you maybe indicate what was the growth rate in the quarter for Allplan? And the last one is, considering that your organic growth is now trending way above 10% for the year, do you think that's kind of sustainable? Or if you look at your midterm outlook for the next few years, would you say that you're sticking by your 6%-9% organic growth guidance? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Gal, for the questions. For the design segment, maybe there were some examples given in the presentation, but I would like to mention that all brands participated in that organic growth rate and all regions. So obviously, that's unfair against the smaller-sized companies, but Frilo, for example, did a very well job as well. Precast recovered very well back because we announced it in the first quarter. They had a kind of, not a problem, but they were kind of weaker. So we are all over the brands, very happy. And we did that with exactly that one, what I was always mentioning and focusing on, innovative releases. And that's exactly, and of course, the bigger ones that's in the presentation on the stage, that's Allplan, Vectorworks, and Graphisoft. With those examples, we gave you the features. And quite recently, Vectorworks came out, I think it's 4 weeks ago, Graphisoft around summertime, Allplan as well. And this is why, yes, we think we are grabbing market shares in all markets, because we are growing that design segment, and that makes us really confident for the future as well. And answering already your last question, but I come to that one later back, we think it's sustainable, yes. Allplan, as we do not announce organic growth rates on brands, but you know that I'm aware of that Allplan was in the kind of focus. I give you some information more detailed about Allplan. And they are really well back on the growth rate. So they are up in the upper part of the guidance, even slightly higher in Q3. They did a very well job. So the upper guidance, the former one, was 6%-9%, to remember that one. So they are clearly around between 9 and 10%. And with that Parasolid integration, they really did a very good job, and we are really happy to see them as well in a sustainable growth rate. So that's not only a one-time effect. So Allplan is really well managed from that perspective. And yes, what we always indicated as well during all discussions and that year, that of course also when Bluebeam is coming into the organic part next year, without giving a guidance, but we see it all sustainable. And there will be a different guidance than that year, that's for sure. There will be two-digit organic growth rate already in the guidance. Otherwise, we would have something doing very bad, and that's what we are not doing. And we are happy to see the guidance next year. And yes, it's sustainable. This is why investment needed to make it sustainable. Otherwise, we could always jump into a one-time effect of nice growth, but that's not a healthy growth. Healthy growth is only achieved when you invest it also. Of course, you need to generate those ability to invest, and that's what we're doing.
That's great. Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gal.
Thank you. The next question comes from Maura Gabero, One Investment. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hello, it's Luca Orsini alongside with Maura at One Investments. Good morning. I mean, the first question is kind of, you know, it's really housekeeping, is on the tax rate. You said the tax rate has increased to 31% because of this deferred tax expenses on unrealized intragroup foreign exchange rate. The question is, shall we expect the tax rate to go back to the 27% in 2016, AG, that this kind of, you know, problem or accounting of unrealized capital gains is temporary or not? That's kind of the first question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm happy to answer that question. It all depends on the development of the US dollar exchange rate. So what we are expecting at the moment that we will finalize the year around 33, but then returning back, assuming that the dollar stays in that range we are currently, then we are happy to guide the 29 to 31 of guidance from 2016. But as you know, we cannot forecast that one really properly, but it all depends. So to answer your question, we see a 33 realistic for that year. And in the midterm guidance, as long as the dollar or the major impacts in the currencies are in the way we are at the moment, so we still stay in the range of 29 to 31.
Okay, thank you. Second question is on the personal cost going forward. Clearly they have to increase because you're developing new product. But just to, again, to understand what can we pencil in for 2016 in terms of growth of personal cost, considering that probably this quarter is a new base.
I mean, what you definitely see the first three quarters, you see always in all cost base, you need to consider that we have an acquisition effect in with Bluebeam, and that one is going to a normal organic effect next year's on. And yes, of course, in our, let's say, from a financial perspective, easy P&L view, a software company is driven by HR costs, and investments are reflected in HR costs. So we are not really going into CapEx, we are going into costs and personal costs. And I cannot give you at the moment, because we just started the budgeting phase in detail about next year's guidance, but I'm assuming that all depends what we are planning for next year and the investments. So this year it's clearly reflected. The margin obviously comes out exactly, or the results of that margin is the biggest driver is the HR cost. And yes, we announced to invest, we hire there and hire there, and we increase the overall employee status a lot in the whole Nemetschek group, and this is why we're successfully growing. And for next year, I will come up and give you more details when we put the guidance.
But you continue to invest in personnel because you still have things to develop. Is that correct?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we never finish to develop. I mean, every brand in our portfolio have a 5-year roadmap plan. And obviously, you know that the HR hirement is the most biggest challenge for every company in the world. So this is why, this is a good example I can give you. The Atlanta office of Vectorworks was only created because of that one. Because Vectorworks, on that example, needed to find new developers, and this is why we opened up the Atlanta office. And this is, we are all around the world and need to search the best resources for our future success.
Yeah. Then just to clarify, I mean, I don't find now in which slide you mentioned, but are you essentially saying that you're not capitalizing any cost? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. And that's very good. Thank you. And then the last one is, you have an acceleration of organic growth from Q2 to Q3. So in this current quarter, the organic growth has accelerated. Can you just tell us in this quarter which were the main driver? I mean, I understand each and every part of the business is doing well, but still an acceleration of the organic growth maybe has got kind of, you know, the single largest contributor maybe.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally in our business model, in our approach is Q3 and Q4, then it's going to be reflected with the new releases. And we started that year a little bit earlier, and it was a little bit faster return on the good releases. So Grafisoft in late summer, Alblan as well around summer, and it's already reflected in the very good Q3. That doesn't mean that it won't be reflected in Q4. because Vectorworks just came out recently. But those are the major response to your question is the releases.
Good. And just finally, if you can help us out, in Q3, what was the organic growth currency neutral?
The currency?
Currency neutral, so without the effects.
In Q3?
Yes.
It was definitely higher the guidance. So that's what we said. We do not have the 5.7% in effect. So we think it was around 12 to 13%.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much and keep up.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. A couple of questions also from my side. The first one is regarding the distributors. So obviously you're buying distributors, and I just wanted to ask whether this is a change to your strategy, because in the past the focus was mainly to sell indirectly. Now you're acquiring them. Are you just trying to have a better sales impact, better distribution impact with new releases? So maybe you could shed some light on the takeovers you made and the strategy behind this. The second question is on growth in the design segment. You mentioned it was across all brands and regions. My question is, was it driven by certain special new features, technologies? Point cloud was one of the new features mentioned in the past, so I guess it was one new feature that supported growth in Q3 as well. And are there similar, let me call them, blockbusters in the pipeline for future releases? If you can talk about that already from a technological perspective. And linked to this question is also the budgets that you have set for the future. At the beginning of this year, you stated that you are going to invest more into technology and R&D. So will these budgets increase in absolute terms, or will they grow with revenues going forward? And the last question, it's on the EBITDA conversion rate that you mentioned. It has improved, obviously. Is there anything specific behind this? Are payment terms different compared to previous periods, or what's the reason behind this? I would help if you could comment on this one.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wolf, for the question. As you know, in our business model, the brands are responsible if they go indirect or direct. But your question is well understood. That was Graphisoft, and Graphisoft, as we guided always as well, or told you, that's a normally fully indirect company going via resellers. But they already did it in Mexico, what we announced last year. And they had a great success to take over a reseller, because in countries they found out that in countries where it may be difficult to the situation of the reseller, and that was Italy that year for definitely. They think it was worse to go. So it's not a general change in the philosophy. So the brands will decide, and this was a great success from Graphisoft perspective, because after they bought the reseller, obviously then you have a better influence on the reseller market, and Italy grew up again. So they had a kind of issue, I would say, in Italy, and they decided to go that way, and it was well developed. Not a general change, and the brands will decide about that one, and all our brands are in that perspective different. The growth in the design segment, yes, there are a lot of blockbusters in the pipeline. You know me as a financial guy, I wouldn't say, and that's also the technical things, they needed to be somehow secret because it's in high competition mode. But as I said, every brand has a 5 years roadmap plan, and that was, again, no one-time effect. Not a big, this is what I always guide, 3 to 4 big innovations. That's our task and challenge for every year. And those are reflected in the releases this year, and they will be reflected in the next year release. So there is no one-time effect. They are all amazing. So they are all blockbusters already, those features, but they will be a follow-up. The budget on R&D, what you told us, that remains very stable for us. And that's exactly combined to the question, or to the answer too, I gave you just before. That's what we need to do. I mean, we need to put people, and that was from the colleague from Italy as well, the question, that's all about HR costs and developing costs. Yes, and I told you as well, we are putting a focus from the 25% we are investing back of our revenues. We're putting the photos being highest on the innovation part, on the blockbusters, you call them. I like that word, on the blockbusters. And this is exactly what we want. Yes, there's always a part of service maintenance part of R&D. That's for software products, that's normal. But 70% of those R&D budgets are going back to innovations, and this is what we're doing. For the conversion rate, what you talked, that was the last question, there is no at all. I mean, we are happy. It's a great success, but we are not surprised about that one. That's our normal, let's say, development. And we managed, despite the revenue growth, we managed very well in the receivables part, for example. And that's a good management, but that's not a one-time, let's say, system change or something. We're just doing very well. And from that perspective, it's a normal development, no one-time effect. Does that answer your question?
Yes, great. Thank you. Just to clarify, so going forward, the investments in R&D will remain as a proportion of revenues, and we should expect it to grow with the top line, obviously.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Martin Jungfleisch, Kepler Cheuvreux. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. The first one is that Nemetschek combined the two brands, Auer and Bau Software, in early October. Are there any major financial benefits from the merger or combination of the two? And is it possible that we will see a similar action or combination between two or more additional brands? And what brands would that be? And then the second question is, how do you see yourself in competition with new CAD startups like or newcomers such as Onshape?
So for the first question, as we always indicated, we have a lot of potential in the segment to grow. And we had two brands which were not really reflecting our current strategy with Nevaris. That's all about the fourth and the fifth dimension, including a very good ERP solution with Bau Financials. And this is why we did that move in this year, and they come under one leadership, and they rebranded already. When you go to the Nevaris homepage, you will see it. We have four different locations. But as they focused this year on that reorganization, there's not a critical point, but you know that we are not happy or not that happy as with the other parts of the portfolio with the revenue growth we deliver at the moment, the 6.5%, and that needs to be mentioned as well. But we see from next year's on definitely a higher possibility to grow there in that part. So it's a kind of giving the structure for future growth. That's what they do at the moment. And you shouldn't expect this year any one-time effects. And the second questions you had, I can simply answer with no, without being disrespectful about your question, but no, we do not feel anything.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01. At the moment, there are no further questions. I hand back to the speaker.
So thank you very much for your interesting questions, and we give everything in the last quarter, and I'm happy to hear you in several places. I wish you all the best, and have a good remaining day and weekend. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.